This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria on the air with our twist and turn on things. We're going to have psychic Victoria Bullis with us later on in the hour, and we're also going to have some tips on getting the best deals on back-to-school products and getting your children all charged up for school. Yes, it is the 16th of August. It's time to be thinking about those things. Time to be thinking about a lot of things. Let me, as far as thinking is concerned, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. The continuing conversation goes on all the while that we're on the air. One of the things that has been a thread of conversation today has been our discussion of Olympic athletes paying taxes on their winnings versus their earnings, and how that has sort of crept over into a discussion of men and women who are in the service being taxed when they're in the theater of war. And a number of people have had something to say. Pat writes, "For you all to say that military members ought to be taxed when not in the theater because they usually have other employment is outlandish. Most don't have second jobs. There are sometimes you all talk and it's plainly obvious you don't know what you're talking about." I think I tried to clarify that. Apparently I didn't do a very good job as far as he's concerned anyway, because there are different, I guess, definitions of being in the theater of war. Did we agree on that, ladies?
Yeah.
I think that that's sort of what we said.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who are in the service. You know, you can go on, and I don't want to make this a whole extrapolated conversation. There are people who are in the Guards that are, you know, do other things, and they're also in the National Guard, or they have, you know, they call them the weekend warriors, people like that.
For my part of that, when I was talking about military members who have second jobs, I meant the people in the reserves have other jobs that
who
are
have
sometimes
a and help out, right?
Right, and sometimes have non-military. Most of the time, have non-military jobs.
Right. Okay. So is that clearer, more clear than it was? And I think we made our point very clear about the medals and how those people should be they taxed. There's a difference between earnings and winnings. Clearly, many of these people who are winning in the Olympics are going to earn a lot of money endorsing various products. That's fine. They ought to be taxed. But to tax them on their winnings, I think, is obscene. So, and so Glenda agrees with that. Greg agrees with that. Randy seems to agree. Randy says taxation is theft. You know, in a way, that could start a whole thread of a conversation. Taxation is necessary when appropriately applied for being protected, for having good, solid infrastructure, for doing things that are necessary for us to live the quality of life that we do. But we've expanded it and it let it get away from us to the point where we're being taxed for charities. I don't want to pay money for some charity that I don't support. Let me pay for it on my own. I have the government take money from me and put it into something. And then you look at all of these extended, outrageous operations and bureaus and all of the stuff that has been created. These, you know, there's a lot of the federal government has 4.8 million jobs. You know that? That 4.8 million people are employed by the federal government? You know how many people that is in terms of the workforce? The workforce, only 100 million people in our country. And 4 million are on unemployment. 4 million are working for the government. But think about what we're paying for. And in part, what it costs all of us who are working to make a living. And I'm not saying that there aren't a lot of people. I'm not saying all people that work for the government are sluggards. I think many people are well-intentioned. I don't know that their jobs are necessary. But there are a lot of people also, we all know them. Most of them work at the RMV, who just have lousy attitude. They're, those are state jobs, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And they just give all the rest of people that do do a good job a bad name. And they're protected by unions and stuff. All right, I don't want to go down that street. Food news, Ruby Tuesday is closing 95 of its restaurants. How long has it been since you ate at a Ruby Tuesday, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that I've ever eaten at a Ruby Tuesday, actually.
I think they're more East Coast than West Coast.
Yeah, we don't have a lot out here. I know I've seen one in Times Square, but of course I'm not going to eat there when I'm in New York City.
No. 15% of the restaurants are closing. 95 of the underperforming locations out next month. We have one of them here in, actually, the one in Framingham closed quite a while ago. I've never seen a Ruby Tuesday that I thought was attractive. I don't see, you go into so many of these places, and they're just the same. It's the same food, just a different name on the door.
And well,
they're
all by the same part company. Of the problem.
Right.
That's exactly the problem. They have not differentiated themselves from Applebee's and from other places who, have,
right.
at least Applebee's, you know, advertises. You never see advertisements for Ruby Tuesday.
No, but here's the song. Crank it up, Kara.
Don't question why she needs to be so free.
Ruby Tuesday is free. Free food for everybody. Then they do well. A lot of people through the door anyway. All right, so is that... I don't think it's going to bother...
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Goodbye. The CEO blames the bad business on softness in the casual dining industry. I don't agree with that at all. Last night, a friend of mine and his wife took me out to dinner for having done something for them on the farm. And we had a nice chat for a couple of hours, and we were all talking about eating out and how many people eat out versus staying at home. And I think that there is more people go out because they find it faster, and they oh, we're all working, we're all so busy, we go out and eat, and they eat junk. You can have a quick meal at home, prepare it well. A lot of the locavores who understand how to cook spinach, for example. You know how you can really saute up some spinach quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Or all of them. I mean, you can take some onions and chop them up, and you can take some peppers and chop them up, and you can put some spinach and put some either olive oil or, you know, the things that are healthy for you. Cook them. And what's that stuff that comes from the woman who does the apple cider vinegar? What's that woman?
Patricia Bragg.
Bragg, right, exactly. There are other things that Bragg produces that are great to put into, you know, things that you're sautéing. But you can make a quick, fast meal. Throw some shrimp in there. Chop up some onions and peppers and throw some spinach in there with some shrimp. In 10, 15 minutes, you got a great, healthy meal. So why? And it probably costs you. You go to the local farmer, get some good produce. Maybe you get some potatoes. And that are now in season, you go home and boil them and cut them up and serve them along with this meal. What a wonderful, healthy, fresh meal. It's $4 or $5 to prepare. That's it.
Really, if you're throwing shrimp in there, that's not.
Well, whatever. You know.
But you're right. You can go to the farmer's market. I mean, and they are.
I don't even know what shrimp. I buy shrimp from time to time. I don't even know what they cost. I don't usually look. I shouldn't say this. I don't look at what stuff costs. I just see something I want and I buy it.
You elitist snob.
Thanks.
Buying shrimp but on a whim.
Well, I look at what the contents are. If I'm interested in something that's new to me, I'll look at what the content is of the food in it, the food value, but I don't often look at the price. Plus the fact, you don't really, they have the barcode, unless you're paying attention to where it is on the shelf and it tells you what it costs on the shelf. You can't tell by looking at the barcode, unless you got an app that you put on the barcode and it'll tell you what it is. And I be the first to tell you, folks, I don't have my smartphone with an app that tells me what it costs to buy a bottle of Bragg's amino acids. That's what I was looking for, amino acids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have that. Sorry. I guess I'm not hip enough. I guess I have to leave that to Jennifer and Victoria.
That's it.
Smarten us up. 16 past the hour.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line sales event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Food news continuing. A Florida spice company recalling 377,000 pounds of curry powder because they are contaminated with lead. 15 different kinds of powder seasoning from Oriental Packing Company. Most of us see that. I even don't recognize that name. They were distributed in New York and Florida. New York State Health Department found the lead during routine sampling. So who knows how long this stuff has been in there. Who knows, when's the last time the FDA checked this out? The spices are Blue Mountain brand, Jamaica Choice brand, Ocho Rios brand, Jamaica Jerk Seasoning. Let's see. Jennifer, that laugh of yours is so infectious. Oriental brand curry powder. And Grace brand curry powders. And this is a shame because curry is so good for you. As a supplement, curcumin or turmeric is what curry is. So if you're taking supplements and you're familiar with turmeric or curcumin, then you know how good it is
for you. Just avoid that lead.
Well, yeah. the lead, it's interesting how it's sort of oxymoronic. Curry powder and curcumin and turmeric are the biggest fighters against free radicals and cancers in your body that you can find. That's why, no, you can't find anybody in India's got to cancer. You won't find an Indian. People who eat this food don't get cancer. And so that's why it's so popular. But yes, having lead in it, it's probably not going to be.
It reverses the benefit.
It sort of negates the power or the benefit of having curry powder or turmeric or curcumin. But one would wonder, how in the name of heavens lead get into it in the first place? How are they processing it? That's what I want to know. Lead is not a part of some. You wouldn't find this in curry normally. Lead is not a normal property that's associated with curry. So where the heck did it come from? It's another one of those strange realities. But just to know that these are things to probably stay away from. If you have them, bring them back to the. Don't throw them away. Bring them back to the store. Get your money back. And then look for another brand. 21 after the hour.
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Elvis Presley.
Starting tonight, I think it's 9 o'clock Eastern, that focuses on the life of Elvis, a lot of behind-the-scenes things. He had a lot of fun in his life, a lot of tragedy. Some of the things, I saw some clips of it over the weekend. I was watching some stuff on Access. I didn't even know Mark Cuban is the one who put the money up to establish that cable channel. But he was a big Elvis fan, I found out. And one of the reasons they started it around, this is the anniversary of his passing on this date in 1977. After having done a whole bunch of, look at all these movies that he did. 31 different movies over the course of his life. From Love Me Tender, another movie called Loving You, Jailhouse Rock, King Creole, G.I. Blues, Flaming Star. Have you ladies ever seen any of these movies?
No.
Blue Hawaii. You should rent some of them or find them on Netflix or wherever it is. They're just campy and fun. One of the movies called Fun in Acapulco, Kissing Cousins.
I've heard Blue Hawaii's good.
Yeah, well, most of them are not good at all. But
I mean,
they're fun.
In the way that you're describing.
Yeah, yeah. They're fun. Yeah, they're not good. Fun. They're just fun. Frankie and Johnny, the story. But he went from movie to movie to movie to movie. And he wouldn't bring in, there are a lot of big stars who wanted to be in movies with him and wanted to have him in movies. Like John Wayne made a big thing in the 60s, especially bringing in big stars, Ricky Nelson, Dean Martin, people who were known for other things because people would go see them if they were in these movies. And so, but Elvis and he wanted, John Wayne made no he made no secret he wanted to get Elvis into a movie with him, and Elvis never wanted to do movies because it wasn't that he didn't want to, it's because he was so extraordinarily insecure. He thought he was a horrible actor, and it made him very uncomfortable to be, and that's one of the things you learn from watching this overview of his life that's on Access TV. He was very uncomfortable being in movies and on television. On stage, he could lose himself in him, if you know what I mean. He could lose himself because he couldn't really see the audience, and he could hear them, but he was so into himself, and not in a negative way. He was so into what he was creating. He was so serious about his work, even though he had a lot of fun with the people that were working with him. Anyway, he did all these movies.
Well, as an actor, he was never... He probably had no time to even develop acting skills.
Right,
they
exactly.
just kind of threw him in and said, well, Elvis, you're hot and you're Elvis, so just sing some right. songs
Everybody
and that'll
would
be
say,
it.
You're awesome, you're awesome, you're great.
This
right.
is a great one. Crank this up, Karen. Oh, shake up. Shaking at my knees and weak, but I can't seem to stand on my own feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck on any love? I'm all sugar. Rush to the Baptist Memorial Hospital on this day, 1977. He was on the cot, and his system inside, he was on all kinds of drugs. The uppers and downers that we talk about today, that kids get hooked on, he had a lot of that stuff. He was hooked on that stuff. And he had had so much of it that his innards basically exploded. That's what happened. He fell off of going to the toilet, fell off the stool off the toilet. And
I'm pretty sure he was with Brody Jenner's mom then, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Was it? Yeah.
That's right. A weird thing, I know, to tie in, but that's my reference. But it's, yeah. She's right. The one, I think, who sent him to the hospital or called the ambulance.
May have been, yeah. Something to think about with regard to Elvis. Everybody knows who Elvis was. Research is not just for the lab anymore. Now more than ever, businesses are using research that's already out there and applying it to real-life business situations. There's actually a strong correlation between leadership and research skills, even if the leaders aren't doing the research themselves. Here's Jim Smith with some more for you to think about.
Research can be the key to a company making good business decisions. Dr. Henrik Eilers, the Executive Dean, School of Advanced Studies at University of Phoenix, has two reasons why businesses should use research for real-life decisions.
First, learn from other successes and failures. There's no need to fly blind. It's important to learn from existing relevant research. Secondly, convince stakeholders of the appropriateness of your decisions with data from a study applicable to the business problem.
Putting research to work is encouraged in doctoral students at the University of Phoenix School of Advanced Studies.
A great example is Dr. Victoria Trapp. She completed her doctorate in management and organizational leadership, focusing her research on the influence of participation in organized sports on leadership abilities of women. Today, as a change management professional, she applies her research and education to infuse change leadership into her organization's culture, crediting University of Phoenix with helping her learn new ways approaching her work.
For more, go to phoenix.edu.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with Victoria Bullis. We got two Victorias. How often would you find that? Pretty unusual name. And to have two of them as stars instead of one is really something that we're fortunate to have. Victoria Bullis is world renowned with her psychic ability. And the lady said, we need to have a psychic. So I thought of Victoria, and so here we go, with thoughts and ideas. If you want to follow her on Twitter, it's at Victoria Bullish. You can connect to her at our Twitter, at Good Day Show. So we were just talking about Elvis, and I wanted to spend a moment with you because you've had many connections to a lot of famous people who have come to you, asked you for help. And then as a result of that, but people in your position sort of focus in when you're interviewed, you get asked questions about people like Elvis. So what happens to people when you know, you think about his life and what he was all about? I don't know if you heard me talking a few minutes ago about how insecure he was with a lot of the things that he was asked to do.
Yeah.
But what in turning to what they are all about and where they, I don't know if it's where they go, because you don't do past life stuff necessarily. But
I do.
Oh, my gosh. That's all the time.
Yeah, all right. So where's Elvis?
Well, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Swear to God, he's in your studio.
Elvis is in my studio.
Listen, swear to God, I don't take that lightly.
Really?
He's in your studio, and it doesn't matter if there's a wall there or furniture. Doug, he is about 5.5 feet, that's pretty precise, 5.5 feet off to your left and up. Let's pretend that you were in the middle of a clock.
Yeah.
He would be at 11 o'clock.
Okay, so you know how right. So listen to this. As you said that, I looked at the clock. Before you said the word clock, I looked at the clock.
Which is about. We are so connected.
But my clock, my clock is about 5.5 or 6 feet away from me.
I love this. I take it for granted, but I'm always surprised somebody that I've known for 20 years like you, you know, is amazed that something I say is correct or is that they can connect with.
Well, it isn't. I think you've done fabulously. I don't even understand sometimes. I'm pretty sensitive, but I don't understand how this all works. The thing is that we all have a bit of it. Yours is highly developed, but when you talk to people, you tell them that they have some psychic abilities. Do you know? Doesn't everybody have, depending on what they want to do or acknowledge them, but everybody can use them to a point, these psychic abilities, yes?
Well, yes, and everybody has a little bit. Most people do have a very little bit, but we're not supposed to keep it at that. We're born with it. You know, little children are really intuitive. When you see babies looking at you or looking at the air around you, they are seeing your aura. They just can't talk yet to, you know, enunciate it. So we're meant to develop it. This is something I'm passionate about and have been forever, especially since the bombings. Passionate about talking about on the air, especially since the bombings in Oklahoma City, because I was on a big station there, still am actually, and talked to a lot of people after that who said, I knew he shouldn't have gone to work that day. I tried to make him stay home, or I had this terrible feeling about sending my son to the preschool, all kinds of things like that. And it developed within me a need to tell people, especially with children. This is back to school week, or you know, last week, this week, next week. And, you know, I think of Sandy Hook. All of those children that died. You know, these were affluent people, well-educated. You know, a lot of them spiritual, religious. A lot probably meditated, did yoga and things like that. Not one person had the intuition to keep the kid home that day. You know, we get into the patterns, everybody gets into patterns. We have to kind of fight it or transform it, including me. And, you know, you get the kid, I don't have kids, but you get the kid off to school, make sure there's enough, you know, snacks and so on in the lunchbox, his homework or her homework is within, you know, the clothes are clean and gets there on time, and you know, you send them off for the day. But we've got to use intuition all the time. Every, you know, you have to think about it for a while. Most, all of us are left brain people. I was. Left brain, our left brain is a part of us that makes sense of things. It gives us a justification or a reason why we tripped and fell that day. Or why we got into a car accident.
All right,
or
so
why, whatever. Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have been there. I should have done such and such. But that's only a part of it. It's the surface part of it, the tippy top of the iceberg, so to speak. The right side of the brain is our creative side, our intuitive side, our healing side, a musical side, compassionate side. That's where we're going in the next millennium or two, is our right brain, and especially the part about intuition. You know,
so,
if you've got kids, make sure you teach them how to be intuitive, and there are ways to do it. We can develop this over time on your show if you want.
Well, what I would like in a moment here, we got about 60 seconds to talk about the intuitive needs of children using that, which you, that bar that you just set. I've never thought about it this way, but it's fascinating. Children are being programmed away from their intuition, being programmed away from their individuality, being programmed away from their instincts by having all of these devices about them and being taught the Common Core curriculum, and everybody's going to be the same. And that's the antithesis of one developing his own instincts and intuition and independence, isn't it?
Pretty much. I think you nailed it, Doug. And it's got to change. I mean, it's from everything from how does it feel to get into my car this morning? Will I get in the car at the same time every day? One day it might not feel so good to get into the car. Well, don't get in the car. You wait 40 seconds and a minute and then see if it feels better. That's enough to avoid something. You know, ditto buying a plane ticket. Getting on the plane, your luggage, you know, going on the trolley. You know, every step of the way, it takes practice, but it's so worth it. It becomes innate. It becomes, like, for me, who I am. Everything I do is intuitive. But I developed it. I wasn't brought up that way. Mm-hmm. I developed it. If you do things over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, it becomes part of who you are. Whether it's healing work, overeating, self-sabotage, whatever it might be. So the first step is to recognize you want to make changes in your life and you want to be more intuitive. That sets the whole ball rolling. I think it was Gerth that said that when you attempt something new, you know, it opens up an entirely new direction. I'm paraphrasing that.
It's interesting you say that. Here's the quote. I just happen to have it next to me, another synchronicity. To get something you never had, do something you've never done. That's sitting right here to my right hand. Right, I was sitting right on my console, right next to me. It's really how people's minds work together. You're fabulous and fascinating. If you'd like to get a connection to Victoria, maybe she can help you out. She helps out thousands of people every year. Victoria Bullis, BULLIS.com, VictoriaBullis.com. You have a connection to somebody. You can go follow her on Twitter, connect to her there at Victoria Bullis, too. Someone who is so connected, it's almost, it's not bizarre, but it's, you just have to listen. I mean, when I have Victoria around, I just listen, I don't talk. So that's you think and then you get somewhere with your thoughts. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Bullis, VictoriaBullis.com. In a moment, we're going to continue our conversation about going back to school with some ideas from a couple of lifestyle points of view. Back to school essentials in the focus next.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
45 past the hour now. Justine Santinello joins us, an expert, lifestyle trending expert. Back to school essentials in the focus here. School fashion, is it different this year, Justine, than it was last year? Do these things change that much from year to year?
They do. It's all about what the new trend is for the year, right? And kids are very much in tune with that. And this year, it's really all about athleisure. That's the big trend. So for me, when I hear athleisure, where better to go than Foot Locker, right? You know, they have all of those latest styles that the kids want in footwear and apparel and accessories from really the world's leading athletic brand. So some cool examples of something you guys might want to pick up for the kids. So they have these Adidas Originals Pro model, and essentially that's a mid-cut version of that classic shell toe and the three-stripe style that we all know and love. They also have these really cool Nike Windrunner jackets, which come in a lot of different colors for you to choose from. So if you want to check out all the latest gear from Foot Locker, you guys could go to footlocker.com, or of course you can always visit one of their stores nationwide.
All right. So we go from clothing to other essentials. There's a lot of talk this year, as there has been for the last few years, about school districts can't afford textbooks. Now the students have to buy them instead of the school providing them in paper and pencils and that sort of thing. So is there a way, kind of like Amazon, or where do you go to get school textbooks that seem to be the best and most popular route to take?
Yeah, well, you know, students have a lot of options when it comes to textbooks. They can buy or rent. They can choose from new or used. There are even e-textbooks and alternative editions. So check out directtextbook.com first. So this is a free service that can save students and parents up to 90% on textbooks. And the site really instantly finds and compares pricing for all of those options from more than 30 online stores, all on a single page. Plus, directtextbook.com finds coupons, it sends you price alerts, and more to help you save money.
All right, let's talk about something. We were just talking about this with Victoria. Intuitiveness, creativity.
Yeah.
Children are exposed to a lot of the same things. What is a way to help someone who's young build his or her creative skills?
Yeah, well, actually, a recent Lego survey says that 88% of Americans value creativity. You just need to find those ways to unlock it. Lego Classic is a product that really inspires a child's imagination, but it's also something that the whole family can really have fun with. And me personally, I love that there are no instructions needed. You just grab the Lego bricks and start building your masterpiece, whether it's a house or a car, even an animal. Now, each set includes Lego bricks, a mix of special pieces, and some ideas to get you guys started.
Legos.
Yes,
creativity.
A classic still around.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so other things, ideas that children, younger children, especially going off to school, food, things that can sustain them during the course of the day that's healthy, how do you figure that out for the...
Lunch fun for kids. You know, you want to send them to school with gear that features their favorite colors and characters, like Funtainer products and lunch kits that are from Genuine Thermos brand. Now, the Funtainer bottles and food jars, they're actually vacuum insulated to keep drinks cold. They also keep food hot or cold for hours. They're even made with a durable stainless steel interior and exterior, so it helps to hold up against that daily wear and tear, and they're BPA-free. So you guys can find those at mass retailers nationwide. Some really fun options there.
And keeping your youngster clean? How do they do that?
Yeah, well, you know, this is a super busy time of the year, right? You're running around, so it's really important to keep tools on hand to make your life easier as a parent. And that's why I like these new Johnson's head-to-toe baby cleansing cloths. They help you to give baby a bath when you're running around with the kids and that traditional tub and water just isn't an option. Mm. Now, they're soft, thick cloths that are designed to keep baby clean without using water. So you guys can find these at mass retailers. You could also go to JohnsonsBaby.com to find out more information.
Justine Santinello here on Good Day, 15 minutes after the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man. He loves all this kind of stuff. I would rather have the Titanic. What does the music sound like from the Titanic? I'm now trying to hit my mind.
Score.
My it's Heart a good Will score. Go On. You know,
yeah, right. Some of the great
James
music.
Horner,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. See what you think of this, Doug. Here's James Cameron's bio, who turned 62 today. In 1981, he did a movie called Piranha 2, The Spawning, for Roger Corman's production company, which was not a good movie, and he fully admits that. Then he goes on, in 84, he does Terminator, a groundbreaking movie he shot on $5 million. It looks like a $30 million movie. In 86, he does Aliens, one of the best sequels ever made, a masterpiece of sci-fi. In 89, he does The Abyss, which breaks new ground at the very start of CGI. In 91, he does Terminator 2, Judgment Day, which is a huge box office hit, to completely breaks new ground for CGI effects. 94, he does True Lies, once again teaming up with Arnold Schwarzenegger, a terrific movie. Then he does Titanic in 97, arguably, I think, one of the greatest movies ever made, maybe in the top 10. And then he does Avatar in 2009, which unleashes 3D back into multiplexes. I have very mixed feelings about that. But he's scheduled to direct four more Avatar movies in the next 4 years. This guy's bio is simply, I think it's amazing.
I'd forgotten he did True Lies. That is a wonderful, entertaining flick. Jamie Lee Curtis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, very likable, good chemistry, and the best part of it wasn't necessarily, Arnold was a good part of it, a great part of it.
He was.
But what's
Arnold,
his face?
Right?
Arnold was in it. He was
yeah,
fabulous.
Really good chemistry. And in 1989, when he did The Abyss, he had didn't have the power he has now, so he had a time limit restriction on the final cut. So he had to cut out 20 minutes in the last act, that tidal wave sequence. Yeah. I took a ride into Manhattan to see that in the theater, his director's cut, and I was blown away by that. And it makes the film actually from a good movie to a great movie.
Yeah.
I love The Abyss, and you're totally wrong on that.
Okay, Chuck, it won't be the first time I was totally wrong. Ask my colleagues and co-hosts here. At any rate, some more movie news from Chucker in just a moment. Here, stand by for that.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
All right. Chaka, what do we have for movie news?
This is interesting. Actually, a TV combined movie news. This broke yesterday, Doug. Actor Robert Downey Jr. and True Detective writer Nick Pizzoletti are going to develop a Perry Mason TV series that's going to air on HBO.
Really?
Downey will star in the series, playing the part made infamous by actor Raymond Burr. I know he's wanted to develop a Perry Mason movie over at Warner Brothers the last few years. For some reason, it didn't materialize into a feature film. I actually think this is the way to go, and it's a big coup for the pay cable network HBO to get a series that's going to star actor Robert Downey Jr. And then actually, it's good to see him do something different than play Iron Man, which he's done really for the last decade.
Is there another Sherlock Holmes movie in the making, in the offing?
I don't know the answer to that question, but
that's a good.
I want to say it's a possibility, but I'm not sure if one's in production or not. But he's certainly going to play. He's going to play Iron Man again, because he's going to play Iron Man in the next two Avenger films, and also he's going to play Iron Man in the next Spider-Man film, which will be out next summer.
And each one of them is a $50 million payday. God love the guy. All right, Chucker, good job. Chuck Curry here with us. I'm Doug Steffen. 59 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.